It's pure, unbridled hate. They use deceptive terms like parents' rights and protecting kids. But what about LGBTQ plus kids in Florida schools? Today, over 20% of under 18s identify as LGBTQ plus. That means that one in five Florida school children is being told by the governor and the legislature that they don't count. Let Florida's elected officials know that hate has no place in the classroom.
You won't believe this.
He deleted his own website.
Why? To hide his support for a huge tax on electricity. That'll give your wallet a jolt.
On behalf of the 275 million Americans we serve, we're working every day to secure savings for employers, taxpayers, and patients. America's pharmacy benefit companies are calling on Congress to end patent abuse. They can't even get along with themselves.
Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert are turning the House into a redneck remake of Mean Girls.
Yeah, I'm not in middle school.
Boebert says Greene is a traitor to the MAGA right. Greene called Boebert a little bitch on the House floor.
I will not confirm or deny.
And this is what Republicans have to offer? Visit DCCC.org today and find out how you can help put out this fascist dumpster fire before it spreads any farther.
The Supreme Court doesn't get the final say. A woman's right to medical freedom is protected by the Constitution, and it's time for a federal law that makes that protection permanent. Call your congressperson and tell them that voters will stand with those who stand for freedom of choice this November. Paid for by Free Rights PAC.
Minnesota families are getting crushed, and John McCarthy is making it worse.
He sat back while our state bankrolled the largest fraud scam in the nation, costing us $250 million. John McCarthy, higher costs, wasted tax dollars.